There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby!
That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Friday. Glad you're along. And the phone number and the Ascension Technologies text line, which is easy for me, the same number. If they were different, I'd have been lost. But lucky for all of us, it's not. They are the same. 343-0106. 343-0106. Reminder two, if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, which I wish you'd give it a shot, it's free. It's waiting for you at the App Store if you're an iPhone user or Google Play for Android users. Just look for FM TALK 1065. No point between the six and five because I don't know, because it messes it up on the search. So FM Talk 106.5. You'll see our logo. That's the app. Download it. And does all kind of good stuff in streaming the station as well. But right there on the front page, too, you'll see a microphone icon. If you press that, you can record a message, emails it to the show here, and I can play it back on there. So check that out as well. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. And before we get to our guest in this segment, I do want to read just two texts quickly from the holdover. And this will all work out from the holdover discussion that's been... I was trying to get this show anywhere but Tunnel Talk today, but obviously that's not happening. I'm not successful. Grant says about the Bankhead, that bad boy has taken some abuse. You know, if a prize fighter had the winning record of the Bankhead Tunnel versus Trucks, it would be in the pantheon of best prize. It could take a punch every day and not even blink. Whatever the concrete recipe was when they built the Bankhead, we need to do that again. And then Dell is a creative texter. He said, we should create, I like this, we should create the, quote, Crash the Bankhead Festival, end quote, and have truck entries from different categories compete for crashing their truck into the Bankhead Tunnel. Dell, I like the fact that you are thinking about that. And, you know, as we bring on our guest, candidate for District 6, Mobile City Council, Kyle Callahan, he and I were talking beforehand. I know you want to talk about, you know, this election coming up and all that, but you work at the probate office very close to the tunnel.
Yes, I'm on the Board of Registrars, yeah. Which... started in 1917. We oversee the voter database for the county and the state. And my office is right at probate court, and I could reach out my window and touch the tunnel. So as we talked
like,
about...
Like all kind of things, too. Like trucks touch the tunnel from time to time.
Absolutely. Really hard, too. But I've got a great solution.
Okay, because this is what we're into.
And I want royalties if it works.
Okay, so you're saying you're about to give an idea.
I'm about to give an idea.
It is 10 minutes after 1 o'clock on today is May 12th, 2023. Kyle Callahan is going to give us the solution to the Bankhead Tunnel.
So we all have cell phones. Everyone in the world from the age of 1 to 90 or 99 have cell phones. What we can do, if a truck, or we sometimes have motorhomes or large trucks that go through the tunnel that do not fit and hit the tunnel, prior to, we need to have some kind of technical device that will alert the vehicle several streets in advance.
Like that pops up on their cell phone or
something? Yeah, and I don't want to use the, the child safety type alert that comes on, but the national alert that beeps over your phone. And it will alert the truckers. I mean,
and just kind of make a noise or say
make a noise low ahead. You know, at least probably at Broad Street, not right at the tunnel. But I'll give LDOT credit; they're actually constructing a little bit further, although it's probably about 25 more feet. But it's 10 feet from the tunnel.
Well, when they hit, when they hit the dang PVC pipe thing, and they keep coming.
Well, the PVC pipe is on the side, and it bends, and it allows them to move over to the other lane.
Right.
But sometimes they don't see that, or they have a chain that hits them in their front windshield wiper.
You think it'd be like, hey, that might be a wake-up call.
Right. But, I was thinking about it when you were talking about it earlier, some kind of alert system. I mean, good gracious, what don't you get on your cell phone these days?
That's true. It could be just like the old beluga horn.
So I need a good attorney to represent me on that copyright idea. Okay. And I want royalties.
There we go. So the entrepreneurs are figuring out the tech to do it right here. You're going to have to pay royalties to Kyle on this. And let's get into our conversation today and the District 6 City Council race here. Let's talk about your candidacy.
Yes. Just really excited to enter the race of District 6. It's happened several weeks ago, and the City Council, which I get asked at least 100 times a day, about the reason why he resigned, and I'll let him answer that, not me. But, I've been in Mobile for 60 years. I've worked really hard throughout my career. I'm a 30-year state law enforcement retiree underneath the state of Alabama, and I've also retired 30 years in the military reserves. I started off 6 years in the Marine Corps Reserves and 3rd Force Reconnaissance Unit.
Located
at Municipal Park, and mm-hmm. we're just located on Brooklyn Field. Now it's the 3rd Force Reconnaissance Unit. And then I switched over after 6 years, I think it was 1990, I was assigned a special agent with the Coast Guard Investigative Service for 24 years and got activated a couple of times. But I worked really hard for Mobile. I've got a great law enforcement career, military career, but I'm really proud of my community service in Mobile 40 years. That's what I'm really proud of. And, for the last several weeks, I've been talking to people, and they go, God, you talk about your resume a lot, Kyle. Well, I'm applying for the job for the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
I research candidates, and I research their background. What have you done for the city all your life? Have you been sitting back on a couch, and all of a sudden you want to run for office? That's not a good thing. So I've been passing my resume out.
Right.
This is what I've done for the city of Mobile, promoting it each day.
I'm hearing you say, for you, it's continuation of that is what you see if you're elected to District 6.
Absolutely. Okay. And I've worked hard, and, I've just gave you my resume mm-hmm. on the back. Yeah, it's got my community service. Mm-hmm. And, I always say what someone's done in the past will predict what they'll do in the future. And I've been promoting the city of Mobile and the county of Mobile for many, many years. I was born and raised in Mobile, went to McGill Tool, and I'm the third generation McGill Tool. My grandfather graduated in the early 1900s from McGill.
From McGill, yeah.
From McGill. My daughter is a fourth generation. Callahan's in Mobile. I get questioned a lot. Are you related to Sonny Callahan? And what about the pub? Are you related to the pub?
Yeah. Which one comes first? Is it the Irish Social Club, or is it the
Congressman Callahan? And he did a great job. We're distant cousins. Mm-hmm. They dropped the G in their name. We kept the G, and George Callahan tells a story about stealing goats in Ireland, so he had to take the GF out of his name. And of course, coming from Ireland, it was O'Callahan. And by the way, I'm Kyle Patrick Callahan.
Yeah.
So my grandfather had a restaurant back in the 1930s right across from Pullman's Bakery.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, someone asked, well, are you going to stay in this office? I said, I've been around here for 60 years. Yes, I'm going to stay around for a long time. And I was so excited the other day when the city council passed the annexation bill. It made me smile because previously, about 4 weeks, I went to a meeting and it was not too pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But I told all the councilmen, I smiled when I saw that happen because everyone's coming together.
Yeah, which is, that stood out.
Forward.
That stood out to me because having watched this in my position here doing this over time, I mean, just the slightest chance of maybe getting another council member to vote for but the idea of it being unanimous, you go back in time, that was never thought of.
No, and the ones that spoke and explained their reason why voting, it was unbelievable. I give everybody credit. And I think we have an opportunity to move forward. The city of Birmingham, which everyone knows, this is not earth-shaking news here, but I mean, they're landlocked.
Yeah, they're boxed in.
88 municipalities landlocked.
Yeah.
Everyone's leaving. Okay, where can they expand? Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this great opportunity to move Mobile forward, and we need to, like I said in my post today, damn the torpedoes, full speed, steam ahead.
Yeah, well, it seems to be that unanimous consent from that vote in the council. Let's talk about the situation with District 6. And, it's kind of, I've been picking on District 6, saying all the other districts are going to take advantage of y'all while you don't have, you know, representation. But it is, it's a thing that needs to get filled quickly. I mean, you got this, you know, 1/7 of Mobile that does not have, you know, a voice.
Correct. And you know what? Tuesday, July the 25th. Let me say that again. Tuesday, July the 25th, right around the corner, get out and vote. District 6 has right at 17,000 votes in District 6. The first place winner received 2,600 during the big election with the mayor's race. 2,600, and I think the second place was somewhere around 23 or 22, I can't remember. And then it was third and fourth was like 400 or 604 and something along that line. A little over 5,000 that voted out of 17,000. I heard you talking earlier on that.
Summertime elections, especially ones in June, like, you know, when municipal stuff, when we end up in August, I think maybe people get back to maybe a more normal schedule because school's back and stuff. But June is, like, people aren't even thinking about elections.
Correct. And then July the 25th, I think I might have to call everybody and say, hey, get on your short pants, get on your flip-flops, go out and vote.
Yeah. Absolutely, because I mean, it's not going to be, you know, people won't be thinking about it, but obviously you're going to be getting the word out on it. I'm looking at a couple texts here. This one is about annexation, and you talked about it. So what does annexation mean for District 6? Would this texter said, would the annexation be part of District 6?
It does. It gathers a portion of it. Of course, you know, annexation, each, and people don't understand this. First of all, you know, people say, was in the last several weeks was, you know, let the council vote and we'll gather all these areas in. Well, that's not true. You know, the people vote. And what you talked about earlier, they're going to vote separately. And I didn't realize, and I wish they could run together because elections cost so much money to the taxpayers. You know, hopefully Tuesday, July the 25th, you know, will be the day we can decide, because I think it's about $100,000.
Is that the number on it? Obviously, y'all in probate office talking
about
that.
Well, we don't handle municipalities.
Yeah, you just do the county.
We county and state.
Yeah, so, but, and so,
and federal.
And that's weird. Okay, because it is going to be Mobile, even though it's in the county now, it is going to be municipal. Because, I mean, those areas to be annexed in, they're not in the city, but because
it
becomes the job of the city because they could come in.
And they're going to pay for it. Miss Lisa Lambert does a wonderful job for the city of Mobile and their department down there. She runs the elections for the city of Mobile.
Okay.
And just does a fabulous job.
It's just, so you've got, it's just a, kind of a nuance just to think about, because if anything else was a vote out there, it would be the responsibility of the county. But because it's a referendum on, makes sense. That's District 6 and the discussion of annexation. What else for District 6? What do folks need to know? What are you going to bring if you're elected to representation of District 6?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, my number one priority is to take the concerns and problems and the voice of District 6 residents down to City Hall. That's who I'm representing. Just like I said about my resume here, I'm applying for a job for the taxpayers. I will be their voice. Doesn't matter what my opinion is. It's what's the resident's opinion.
Right.
And that's what it'll be. You know, I talk about, first of all, I live in Regency, right off airport, right past university. And I said last night at a speech I gave, you know, I looked at everyone and I said, have you ever driven up Airport Boulevard or Cottage Hill Road at 5 o'clock p.m.?
Right.
I was coming out of Regency the other day, and I think it was like 7 o'clock. I said, let me time how long it takes to get to the interstate.
Yeah. How many lights did you stop at?
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Every one of them. And it took me almost 30 minutes to get down there. Now, you know, 7 o'clock, everyone's going to work.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. Everyone's going to work. But the length that it took me to go down there was just unreal.
Yeah, this we welcomed my soapbox on the timing of the lights, but I know they're working on it some.
I understand. I was telling somebody the other day, you know, I try to cut through so many neighborhoods to try to avoid that area. But, you know, it is what it is. I was talking to a young, matter of fact, he was on the news the other night, the ALDOT traffic engineer.
Beamer or something?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Real impressive, very, very intelligent guy. And he was filling me in on the issues that we have with traffic light.
Right.
The mechanism. And, you know, that's a huge issue. I know the city council is working on that. You know, we have some faulty traffic lights that are not working. you know, when you sit there at 5 o'clock in the morning, no one is on your 9 o'clock or your 3 o'clock, and you're going from 6 to 12.
Preach.
And and you stay there for 5 minutes, and no one else was around. You're thinking, okay, you start looking around. Well, I'm going to say you start looking around for the police officers.
Well, yeah, listen, it says the man in law enforcement to us. Yes,
I would never do that.
No, of course not. Now, if people want to get more information or ask specific questions, you know, District 6 residents, how do they get in touch with you? Can they go?
I have a Facebook. I have my Facebook. I have my personal page. You know, when you, especially with a special election like this, you know, how fast it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
My personal page. I forgot how many people are on the page, but
they just go, you know, search Kyle Callahan on Facebook.
Kyle Callahan Facebook, and I've got a lot of information going on. Matter of fact, I wish it would be live, but it's matter of fact, I just learned what Facebook Live was the other day. Some young person told me.
That's right. Well, it's good to keep them around for that reason.
Exactly. But they did a great job. But either go on my Facebook page or my website's going up quick, and it's electkylecallahan.com. And then my political Facebook.
All right. We'll check it out, and I'll be talking more between now and what's that date you want everybody to?
July 25th.
Okay, just check it.
Tuesday, July 25th.
There you go.
Get out and vote.
Flip-flops and T-shirts, but go vote. Good to see you, Kyle.
Good to see you. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Callahan, our guest. We're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. Grab those texts as well at 343-0106.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 126 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday, and just a couple more minutes here with candidate for District 6 City Council, Kyle Callahan. You did mention during the break, too, the where people are going to go vote. Yeah, where they show up. You gave them the date.
Yeah, July 25th. July 25th. Yeah, a lot of people asked me that, Sean. Four polling precincts during the special election on July 25th. Volunteers America off Hillcrest Road, that's number one. Our Savior Catholic Church, 1801 Cody Road. And the Connie Hudson Mobile Regional Senior Community Center on 3201 Hillcrest Road. Rise Church, 6363 Piccadilly Square Drive off Airport. Those are the four that's listed on the website for the special election.
And those are where people in District 6 normally vote, or is that
going to be? Okay. Well, yes.
Okay. That is. So people would go, I mean, whether, you know, even if it was a municipal, like where you normally go to vote in those elections, you're going to go to vote in the special.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Good deal. So there we go. And also, if a runoff does happen, that is on into
August the 22nd.
Okay.
But let's don't talk about that.
Okay.
Well, because of the expense. Very, very, very.
I mean, because these two, I mean, just from the other side of it, you got the expense of this this election here, special election, but then also, you know, you have City of Mobile bearing the weight of the election or the referendum in the annexed, you know, possible annexed area.
Each one.
Yeah.
Each one. Each.
So it's, you know, people will say, I know there's reasons not to, but like, just have them all at one time.
Sounds good to me.
let's see, a couple questions, really more of the conversation about the traffic lights. This texture suggests if you can fix the traffic lights on Airport Boulevard, you don't need to run for city council, you need to run for mayor. So, you know, there it is, the lead. Look at the text line full of people. You mentioned the traffic lights. It's probably because we've been complaining about it for a while on the show. But
let me tell you something. I'm 60 years old, and to me, we have a great mayor. I believe, my opinion, is the best mayor we've ever had. I'm fully behind Mayor Stimson. He's doing a great job. He's moving us forward. We saw that the other day. I mean, we do not need to slow down. Former Congressman Bradley Byrne spoke last night. We have amazing things happening in Mobile. We don't need to slow down.
There we go.
I'll take District 6 City Councilman and be fine.
Okay, there we go. And once again, Facebook is best place to go right now?
Right now, it is.
Just look for Kyle Callahan on Facebook.
There we go.
All right, good stuff. All right.
Thank you, Sean. Hey, thank you for having me.
A pleasure.
July 25th.
So it's July 25th? There you go, District 6, and you'll hear July 25th. All right, we're coming back. Coming up, constitutional quiz. You know, it's a Friday. It's your chance to, win fabulous prizes of such great proportions, like logoed pens, huggers, eyeglass cleaning kits with FM Talk 106.5 logo. Like, if that would enough for you, just the sheer riches of that. You also get in the running for the monthly prize, which is $100. Now, how do you win this? Well, you hop on the telephone now at 343-0106, 343-0106, with some modicum of knowledge of that that great document. And Constitutional Quiz comes up next, brought to you by L&S Heating and Air, right here on FM Talk 106.5.